You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. If you're looking to watch a film tonight, then there's no shortage of streaming services available. But how do you know that the film you want to watch is accessible? One company is looking to change that. Joining me now from My Sound Cinema is Elena Zini. Elena, thanks for speaking to us.
Hi, thanks, Howell. Thank you so much for having us.
First of all, congratulations on the big launch.
Yes, it's just been live for a few days now, and we're really excited about it.
And how is My Sound Cinema different to other streaming services?
So My Sound Cinema, the idea behind is that we want to make audio described content more available, more easier for people to find. So we're looking to build basically a library, a collection of titles that all have audio descriptions so that people know that if they go on this platform, all the content that is there is audio described, and it's easy to navigate. It's optimized so that it can be navigated through screen readers, and obviously we're working on it to make it easier and easier for people to access. So it's specifically made for people who have specific access requirements. It has been built using the feedback of blind and vision impaired people from the very beginning, and they will keep doing so because we realized that these films were actually quite difficult to find in general, even if people, you know, there are many films with audio description out there, but people don't necessarily know that they exist and they don't know where to find them. So it's already hard enough to navigate the internet and find films. Why don't we make it a little bit easier for people, especially, you know, some people might have difficulties going to the cinema. We also came from the perspective of the filmmakers who were our clients. We were making audio descriptions ourselves. They're realizing that they were making audio descriptions because they would receive funding to do it. So it was kind of like a compulsory requirement for them to make the film. But then at the end, they wouldn't use this audio description. Cinemas weren't able to use it. The online platforms often weren't equipped. And so we understand that people wouldn't be so encouraged to make audio description if they think then it's going to be a waste of money and a waste of time. So we thought, okay, if we want to encourage this virtuous circle of getting more audio description done, making it properly, making sure it's used, we need to create an avenue, a channel for people to actually use it, and also to give a channel for people to manifest and express what they think of this audio description in one place. Because otherwise it's just scattered all over the web and can't, you know, there's a little bit of audio description on Prime, a little bit on Netflix, a little bit here, and you never know really until you've gone in and struggled your way through to understand which film is audio described. So this way, at least we know it's all there. You press play and it starts with audio description. So that's one certainty we have.
And what kinds of films are available through My Sound Cinema?
So we come from like an independent background ourselves. So the clients that would come to Screen Language, my company, to do audio description were mostly from the independent sector, but that's just how it's always been. And so I do develop like a natural love for independent documentary and films that are not necessarily mainstream. And also the idea that these films, it would be nice to bring these films to a larger audience because these are the films that are, you know, rare pearls that are hard to find otherwise. So that's one strand, but we're also where the audiences are varied and they like all sorts of films. So at the moment, for example, we have horror, musicals, comedies, drama, and documentaries and independent. And we have like Oscar nominated titles. So we have quite a few foreign films as well, which I think, you know, a few people were surprised, but they have audio description and audio subtitles, so they're fully accessible. So there's a varied selection for now. We're really trying to encourage diversity and inclusion also in the selection of titles. And then we're going to develop this more and more according to what people say. So the great thing is that we have like a we have an email address, hello@mysoundcinema.com. So if people want to just email us and say, look, I'm like a big manga fan, or like I would like to have drama or theater on this platform, we can really try and get more of these on the platform according to what people want. So hopefully it will work like that as a dialogue as well.
And how does the platform work? Is there an app or is it directly streaming through your website?
So for now it's a website, so you can access through your computer. You can also access through your phone. But we are working on a mobile app, which we are developing, and it will be launching soon as well. So that will hopefully make it even easier. So you just go on the website, go to the films. The first time you have to log in, but then from then on it remembers you. And then there is a ticket for each film you watch. Then you press play, and then you have 48 hours to actually watch the film. So if you don't press play, you can pay, and then you have 72 hours to press play. And once you press play, you have 48 hours to actually finish. So you can start and stop if you want. And obviously with it being online, you can watch it from home. You can watch it with family. It's obviously it's one ticket price, which is between $5.99 and $11.99 at the moment. So obviously it's a little bit more than say Netflix in terms of it's not a monthly fee. It's a one-off. But it's saying that, yes, you can watch it with other people in company. We are hoping to encourage the social aspect of it as well. So hopefully people will appreciate that. It's a bit of a custom-made website with a lot of work going behind it. And we're also trying to encourage filmmakers to come on board and give us their films. So it works with a sort of split revenue. So part of the income, half the income goes to the filmmakers or to the film rights holders themselves, and half goes to us. So obviously we do need to have to give them some sort of income for the film that they put on the platform, which explains why at the moment it's like that. It's just a ticket per film, but it could change in the future as well if we know that people want prefer a subscription, like a monthly subscription.
And have the films been curated for a blind and partially sighted audience? How do you choose what to include on the platform?
As I mentioned, the films are just a varied range of films that have been selected according to various criteria, either because we know people like different films, and so we just include films that have different genres, from horror to documentary, including romance and drama, or because they represent like certain minorities, or we want to be as inclusive as possible in our programming as well. And yes, we want to just make sure that the films, that people enjoy the films and they like them. So once now we are able to sort of analyze which films are watched the most. And then from that feedback, we will build, the programming in the future as well. And also we hope to interact with like surveys and feedback. We have a great steering group made of blind and vision impaired people and one main consultant and lots of testers. So then they all help us to develop more, hopefully in the right direction.
And do you think your users will be people who are blind and partially sighted in the main, or do you think there will be people as well without sight loss using the platform as well? You know, we know that audio description is popular among sighted viewers as well.
Yes, absolutely. The idea is to give audio description an avenue to become more recognized, to make people more aware of the fact that audio description exists and this shouldn't be just an afterthought. We have witnessed in the recent years an increased awareness of captions, which is captioning and descriptive subtitles, which is fantastic. And we hope that projects like this will encourage people to know more about audio description. There's still too many people who don't really know what audio description is. And as you mentioned, audio description can be beneficial for language learners, for people with various learning needs. So I think it would be fantastic for people to just know that this exists and to have more opportunities to try it out.
And where's the best place for listeners to find out a bit more about My Sound Cinema?
So the website is www.mysoundcinema.com. And there you can find all the films that are currently available. There is also a newsletter form where you can sign up with name, surname and email address to remain updated with all the new titles, which we will be updating on a weekly to monthly basis. And we will also update with any new live streamings, Q&As with filmmakers, meetings to discuss audio description. We will put all of that experiments we are doing with audio description on the platform, audio introductions, things like that. We have lots and lots of ideas. So it will all be in the newsletter. So if you're interested in you know more and keeping in the loop, definitely sign up for that and we'll send you all our news.
Fantastic. Well, again, congratulations on the launch of My Sound Cinema. And Elena Zini, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.